Good morning, everybody. Today, I want to talk about prayer. As we all know, spirituality and recovery go hand in hand. It is one of those parts that is integral in creating a pathway to healing, whatever it is that we have to heal from. Now, I know that this can be a hard piece to touch on because the word prayer often makes us think of a certain thing, right? Something popped into your head when I said the word prayer. You thought of how your grandma used to pray or say the rosary or a specific prayer, praying before you eat, the prayers that were said in Catholic Church when you were a kid. You know, something popped into your head. But I want to tell you right now to shake that out of your head. Go ahead and just let it all go for right now. We are going to relearn how to talk to God. Today, we are going to talk to God as if God was our friend. We might have a lot of unconscious belief systems about God, and we are going to come face to face with those belief systems in order to change the way that we have a conversation with our higher power so that that conversation has benefits, so that that conversation nourishes our soul in the way that it needs to in order for us to actually get better. So today what I want you to do is close your eyes for just a minute while I'm talking, okay? I hope my voice is soothing enough for you to want to close your eyes and just listen to me. Okay, so close your eyes for just a minute, and in your mind's eye, right, inside of your own head, just say hey to God. Whatever you believe, however you believe it, just say hey. And then here's the part that a lot of us miss. Wait for a minute. Leave a bit of silence. Let there be a space where we wait for a return. Wait for a response. Wait for a feeling, a cold chill to go all over our body, a warm, fuzzy feeling to start creeping up from the bottom of our toes, or whatever it is that may be God's response to you. Because see, God talks in all kinds of ways that we might not understand or that we didn't know were God talking to us. You have to understand the language of God in order to have a really full and deep, whole conversation with your higher power. So the first thing that we want to get down is your language. How do you speak that is natural to you? And that's why I say to speak to God as if God was a friend. Because when we're speaking to our friends, we normally speak in our true language, right? When we're at our job talking to our boss, we might put on like a certain mask and change our communication to where we're thinking really hard about what it is that we're going to say, make sure that we say it in the right way. I don't want you to use your customer service voice with God. Okay, this is not a time for that. That might work great, you know, when you're trying to appease that customer at the register, but we're not using it today, okay? I don't want you to use the voice that you talk to your grandma with. Unless that is your natural voice and your grandma's your best friend, of course. Okay, but you get what I'm saying, right? So we want to use our voice. The voice that connects us to our heart. We all speak a little bit differently when we're speaking right from the heart. And if you don't know if you're speaking from the heart or not, you can do this practice right now to go ahead and tune in. So you can just put your hand on your chest right over top of your heart. Feel your heartbeat, feel in, and just let all of your energy in your body sink into the center of your body, right into that heart space. And right from there, the way that you would naturally speak when coming from this space is going to be the voice that you want to use. A voice of truth, a voice of authenticity, okay? And now, let's think about God's language. Now, God will speak differently, okay? Spirit will speak differently to every person. There's some things that are universal voices of God, but what you have come to understand as the voice of God will be what God uses to speak with you first. So what will happen is, how do you know that you have received an answer in the past? Let's think about it. Okay, so maybe something spontaneously pops up right in the right moment, right? That divine timing, sort of synchronistic timing of things. And you're like, oh, there's the answer from God. So spontaneous, divine timing, that might be how you like to receive your answers. If you receive your answers as feelings, if you just like to have that knowing that something is, that it feels right in every cell of your being, then maybe that's how God speaks to you. That's how God speaks to me. Maybe God speaks to you through people. Maybe you're not tuned in enough to just know. And it has to be confirmed to you through somebody that you love unconditionally and that you know unconditionally loves you. Maybe you see repeating numbers or symbolism in your life. But whatever resonates with you as a surefire way that God has spoke with you in the past will be the best way that you can count on God will speak to you again. And as you learn more about God's language, the more you'll open up to being able to hear God in more and different ways. So we want to use our natural, authentic voice. So there's number one, okay, in prayer. Because that's essentially what prayer is a conversation with God, between you and God. So say your truth. Speak your truth. Sometimes it's good to have a ritualistic prayer, right? A prayer that you say the same, at the same time, in the same way, for the same purpose, right? Maybe when you eat your dinner and you pray over your food, you have like a prayer that you just dish out. Maybe you have a certain prayer that you say when you know that somebody's in trouble and you say that prayer for that person at that time. That's fine, right? There's nothing wrong with having some rituals, having, some sacred sort of moments in your life like that. But my favorite way to talk to God, and I think the way that I have spoken to God that has gotten me to some accelerated places, let's just say that, in my spiritual journey, has been the times where I spoke to God from my heart, spilled the truth, really shed some tears and some connected to my emotions when I talked to God, and I just said literally whatever was the truth. And when people come to me in recovery, I often end up in this conversation with them because maybe you're going through this experience where you're mad at God. Maybe you're mad at God. And you haven't talked to God because you didn't want to say the truth. You haven't been connecting to God because you have an anger blockage. You know when you're mad at like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mom or somebody, like you're mad at somebody you love and it just feels weird, like the relationship feels funny and it never feels the same again until you like deal with that thing that you're angry about and you finally just tell them that you're really pissed off and you go off and you scream and yell and you do all that crazy stuff and then you know they talk back and then like you work it out and then finally you feel better. Like sometimes you have to do that shit with God too. Okay, so it's a relationship just like any other relationship. So sometimes we can be mad at God, sometimes we don't trust God because some things happened that you felt like were God's fault, that felt like a betrayal. Maybe God, quote unquote, took somebody from you that you love. Maybe God, quote unquote, did let something happen to you that was bad, quote unquote. And now you don't trust God anymore. So trust has to be rebuilt. And you have to be open to allowing God to, you know, prove some things to you again, right? Or to be open to allowing your mind to think about the situation in a different way so that you can see that trust never left in the first place. Maybe you're confused about God. I was. Maybe you're not sure who God really is. I remember having that conversation with God. God, I think that you're this and that, and this makes sense, and this other thing makes sense, but, you know, I really just don't know, and I need some clarity. So maybe that's going on with you, and you need to have that tough conversation with God. But whatever it is, you can have it. It's okay. Those are the conversations that lead to transcendence. Those are the kind of conversations where you get to a point where you have to ask for some things from God that you might not have ever asked for otherwise. That you might not even know that you needed that thing. So we're going to find our voice, speak authentically. And then we're going to listen. We're going to talk about this hard stuff with God, and we're going to listen and allow our God the opportunity to tell us the truth, right? To tell us an answer. Even though we might not accept it as the truth at first, right? I didn't always. I got a lot of answers that I didn't accept as the truth at first. And then I came to know as the truth. But allow some space. So we can't be scared of the space. You won't always receive your reply immediately. Sometimes the answer is not yet. Sometimes the answer is wait. Sometimes the answer is the opposite of what you would have liked the answer to be. Sometimes the answer is you're not ready. You're not capable of understanding. You need to go through a learning process before you can even begin to comprehend the answer that you need. So sometimes the answers are hard. Sometimes the replies are hard. But what will happen that we always need is expressing ourselves fully and truly and authentically to God will lead to the feeling of connection. So it relieves us of that blockage. Whatever type of energy we had stored up, whether we were mad, we felt like we were sad, we didn't trust God, we were confused, letting that stuff out during prayer and conversation with God will at least free us up to feel connected again. And that is in the right step. Right? That's the right step in the right direction to get to the place where you can have a good relationship with God, where you can have a happy relationship with God, one that feels good. You first have to get to connection. So we can't be scared of that space where we just let things be and be in peace and be okay with that God will reply in God's time, that God will reply with whatever the answer is, and be patient with ourselves too, right? And then we get to reply again, right? We get to have whatever it is that we're going to have about that reply. We can be mad about the reply. We can need to learn some things to understand that reply. We can learn to wait, learn to be patient, learn to whatever. And that's kind of the last step. And then to continue to follow it up. Learn to have that constant conversation. You know, I started prayer in my recovery as a ritualistic sort of thing. It was something I did every morning. It was something I did every night. It was something I did during emotional times. But then it began to be this kind of constant conversation. And I would talk to God about everything. Now, did I ask God, you know, what kind of brand of popcorn I should get at the store? Like, no, probably not. But I really was touching base with God about almost everything in my life. Anytime I felt any bit of confusion, anytime I felt any troubling emotion, I prayed about it. I had a conversation. And so it taught me to stay in constant communication with a power that was greater than me, with a power that was more knowledgeable than me. And so I just learned to stay in constant connection with unlimited knowledge. And it really opened my life up to living in this space of divinity where every single moment, you know, had this spiritual feeling to it. And I think that's really what it takes, is to practice it, having that constant communication with God to have a conscious life. That's kind of how you get from, you know, spiritual practices, somebody who practices spirituality, to somebody who lives a conscious life. You know, if you're in that space in your recovery where you're beginning to dip your toes into the water of spirituality and you're looking at all these amazing thought leaders and you're going, oh, wow, like, I really want to be like that. I want to be that conscious. I really want to be, like, all the time feeling this great sense of peace. And that's what it takes to get there. They don't just get that. Okay. They don't just get that out of nowhere. Nobody goes from, like, asshole to monk overnight. Let me tell you right now, that's not happening for you. You have to practice in every moment of every day maintaining connection to your higher power. And you won't be sorry. It will never feel grueling. It will never feel like a chore. It will only feel like liberation. It will only feel like something that you want to continue doing, that you want to continue nurturing, because it enriches your life so much. It adds beauty and life and magic to every single little nook and cranny of a human existence. And so I really encourage you, if you haven't started a prayer practice in your recovery, go ahead and start a prayer practice. Oh my God, and there's a horn honking outside like that. Okay, it's off. Thank God. Okay. If you haven't started a prayer practice, start a prayer practice. At least in the mornings, at night, and during any extremely emotional time. Now, if you are already in the midst of a prayer practice and you're really good at, like, having a scheduled time every day and, like, doing it like that ritualistically, and you're looking at the monk like people and you're looking at the gurus and the thought leaders and you're going, I do my prayers every day, but I still want to be like those guys, work on maintaining a constant connection. Don't make a move without talking to God about it. Seriously. All day, every day. Now, will you have to do it like that forever? No, you won't. But make it a habit to do it. Try it for 30 days. I'm going to give you guys a challenge today. Try constant contact with God challenge for 30 days and create that habit. And see how your life changes, and then get back with me, right? I promise you, you're be in my email inbox, support@iamraquel.com. Talked about that was the most life-changing thing I've ever done. Prayer and recovery, it's God in recovery, spirituality in recovery is everything. So if you want to get better and you want to get better faster, get like me. Do these prayers, babe. I love y'all. Bye. Okay, guys, it's time for a commercial. But before I get started, I want to let you guys know that every single supporter that I discuss on this podcast, I really use. If it's a company, it's a company that I really work with. If it's a product, it's a product that I really use. And I'm not talking about I tried it once. I'm talking about that it is a part of my lifestyle. That is because I want to build an unshakable level of trust with my audience. So I don't just promote any product for no reason. If I promote a product, it's because I use it and I believe in it. If I promote a company, it's because I work with them and I believe in them. So that being said, let's get started. So thank you so much for being here and listening to my podcast. I just want to say that I'm really grateful and honored to be guiding you along your journey from rock bottom to badass. And if you want to see more about me and my work with my company, I Am Raquel, then you could check out www.iamraquel.com. And you can see all of the stuff about my book, my blog. You can reach my I Am Raquel Academy from there. All of the stuff. And you can follow me at I Am Raquel. That's at IAMROCKL on all the socials. I'm a whole health kind of life coach. That means I look at every aspect of a person's life. I do this in my journey too. I love physical fitness, and for my gym membership, I use Planet Fitness. Whether you're a first-time gym user or a veteran member, Planet Fitness is here to provide a workout environment in which anyone and everyone can be comfortable. No matter what you're looking for in a gym, Planet Fitness has a membership option that's made for you. All Planet Fitness members enjoy unlimited access to their home club and the support of Planet Fitness's friendly, knowledgeable staff anytime you need it. PF Black Card members receive additional benefits, including the ability to bring a guest for free and access to any of the 2,000 plus PF locations. Beside all that, you can go to the tanning bed there and use things like the hydrotherapy massage, which creates a whole luxury experience just by going to the gym. I love it. If you go to www.iamraquel.com/promotions, you can click Learn More under Planet Fitness and start for $0 down for being an I Am Raquel community member. Okay, back to the show. Well, I love you guys so much. I am really, really glad that you're here listening. I'm glad if you made it to this segment right here, you're a fucking rock star. I can't even believe that you did that. You're a fucking champion. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more. If you like this stuff and you want to see more from me, I would love that. So follow me on all the stuff. I Am Raquel on everything. That's IAMROCKL. I'm on, I think, every social media that exists in the world. So you can follow me everywhere. I dish out free, helpful content all over the place, religiously, every day. And you can also check out www.iamraquel.com. I worked really hard to make my website pretty, so please check that out. And from there, you can go to I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy supports this show. What it is my online school. That's right, I got my own online school. So it's a coaching school, so you can do self-coaching work by purchasing online courses made by yours truly. And what it does is when you purchase courses from me at iamraquel.com, you support this show. It enables me to continue to make free, helpful content for people all over the world. So definitely check that out. All of the info that you need should be in the show notes.
And I will see you guys later. Mwah, bye.
You really have to just practice like radical self-forgiveness. I mean, honestly, like, if you're not forgiving yourself for all the times that you're human, you're probably living in misery. Like, I've just gotten to the point where I honestly, when I mess up, I just kind of go, whoops, okay. And then I forgive myself and I move on. But it didn't start that quickly. Like, it wasn't a thing that came naturally to me to forgive myself radically in that way. It's something that I had to do as a conscious practice all day, every day. When I experienced guilt, you know, I would stop and do this entire process of self-forgiveness where I literally like consciously would sit down and say to myself, okay, look, here's the situation. Here's what happened. Here's what you did. This is how it made you feel. But you know what? That's not the true nature of who you are. I get that. Like, here's why you made that mistake. Here's where you learned how to even make that mistake. You know, and I would just go through the whole deal, journal about it, cry about it, talk to myself in the mirror about it. I would do all that stuff. And sometimes, I mean, when I started out, I had some deep-rooted resentments against myself. I put myself through some hell in the world, okay? I put myself through some actual hell. And it caused some deep-rooted resentments. And so it took me a while to get to a place where I felt really good about myself, where I felt like I was okay and didn't have, I was like at a neutral point and didn't have a bunch of anger and hate stacked up from years and years before from myself. So that might come first. And so know that will probably come first. You'll have to deal with the resentments and the anger and the frustration that you have with yourself from all these years past before you knew how to forgive yourself. But once you do, and those will look harder, you know, those will look longer. It'll take a long time to learn to trust yourself again and all of that. But once you get to that point of neutrality where you're good with yourself, you like yourself okay, right? And you're walking through the world like being comfortable in your own skin, then you'll make little mistakes and you'll feel that guilt. You know, it might be something as little as I didn't put the grocery cart back in the thing after I took the groceries, put the groceries in my car, and like I knew that that was bad, right? I knew that was a bad thing. Kind of a shitty thing to do. Not horrible. You're not a piece of crap for it. But yeah, it was kind of a shitty thing to do. Somebody's gonna have to do that. You should have done it, but not like the hugest deal in the grand scheme of things. But if you know, when it's little things, you have to correct yourself with the little stuff too. That's how, you know, we're able to at one point in time deal with ourselves with the big stuff. So it's not nothing, you know, even the little things are not nothing. You have to deal with yourself about that too. Hey, there was a little tiny bit of guilt. I felt a little shitty about it. But hey, if you felt shitty about that, Rachel, you know, let's, from this point forward, not do that again. Because I would like to prevent guilt from showing up in my spirit. Because I want to be able to lay down at night and feel really great about myself when my head hits the pillow. So the next time you're at the grocery store, if it bothered you, the fact that you didn't do that the last time, then do it next time. You know, correct yourself. Do it right the next time. And that's all we can hope for. That's the best we can hope for as human beings. That when we do something shitty, right, when we fuck it up, that we'll try to not fuck it up next time. Like, that's how you know that you're like a human being growing on a spiritual journey. And you're not going to get it perfect 100% of the time. You will not get it perfect 100% of the time. But that's why self-forgiveness comes into play, because you have to have that ability to brush it off. Hey, you didn't do it that time. You can't go back in time. You know, let it the fuck go. Let it the fuck go. Some things you just have to let go.
If you did it, it's long gone. There's no way you can go back in time. All you can do, you can say you're sorry to yourself. You can apologize to yourself. You can look your own self in the mirror and dead ass say, I'm sorry to you and fucking mean it. And then forgive yourself for it too, because it's a two-step process. So when somebody's done you wrong, you say you're sorry. Or wait, no, I'm sorry. That was wrong. Okay. When somebody does you wrong, you want an apology in order to heal that relationship. And then also, when you've done somebody wrong, you're going to need to apologize in order to heal that relationship. So, speaking about a relationship with the self, you're going to have to do both, right? Because you are both the wrongdoer and the one being done wrong. So, in that aspect, you have to do both parts of it, or it's not finished. So, hey, I did me wrong. I'm going to say I'm sorry. But then I got done wrong. So I'm also going to do the forgiving. You have to also let it go. You cannot stay mad at yourself over the shit that you've done wrong. Let yourself be human and fuck some shit up. But just make sure you go through that process. And like I said, at first it took a while. I wasn't the most forgiving person in general at the beginning of my spiritual journey. And I also wasn't, you know, especially wasn't very self-forgiving, because I was harder on myself than I was anybody else. I would actually let shit go that other people did way easier than I would if I did something. I kind of expected a whole lot more from myself for whatever reason. But after using that process of telling myself that I was sorry, of forgiving myself and letting it take however long it took, whether that was 5 minutes, 2 hours of work, 3 hours of work, 2 days of work, like, you don't know how long that process is going to take just with yourself, just like you don't know how long it's going to take to mend an external relationship with somebody else when something has been done wrong. You know, you might stay mad for a while, and then you might need to hear I'm sorry 2 and 3 and 4 more times about that same thing. If somebody's really, really done you wrong, you might need to hear it over and over, right? So, I mean, think about some of those things. Think about some of the issues that you may have had in relationships with other people. If somebody fucked up a little, it was maybe really easy to let it go. But if they fucked up a lot, then maybe it was really hard to let it go. And it took a while. And they said, I'm sorry, over and over again until they just couldn't say it anymore. And they did some things. And here's the last part. They did some things to make it up to you. They did some loving actions to prove, right, to put some matter behind it to prove that they are sorry. So sometimes it takes us doing some shit like that for ourselves too. We really need to show ourselves that it's true. And part of that's making commitments and loving actions. So make a commitment to yourself. Like I said with the grocery cart thing. Okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I commit to working really hard to not do that anymore. Okay. If it's going to make me feel bad, then I'm going to commit to myself to not do it anymore. And a commitment, when you make a commitment, it's going to make you work a whole lot harder to do the thing right in the future. And then additionally, some self-loving actions to prove to yourself that you're sorry. Go do something nice for yourself. And then we're not going to do all of this work over a shopping cart, right? Okay, that's a small fry one. But there's some things that I've done wrong to myself that were huge. Like, completely just not trusting my own intuition for like years. Even, you know, I knew something to be true, completely neglected, taking a look at my intuitive belief or whatever. And, you know, that was like a self-betrayal. So when it came to something like a self-betrayal, like it takes a lot longer than, whoops, I did a little shitty thing that made me feel kind of bad. You know, something that made me have deep-rooted shame is a lot different. You know, you have to do a lot more in that aspect to gain back the trust of yourself. But it's so worth it either way, whether you're doing that daily maintenance of self-forgiveness over the little shit, or you're doing that big forgiveness of the big shit. Either way, it's so worth it, and you, in order to really have a great relationship with yourself and to really have unshakable self-worth, get used to self-forgiveness. It is a huge part of the process. And eventually, like I said, you'll just get to the point where you're like, whoops, and then move right on with your life. Whoops, did a stupid human thing. Okay, now I'm going to go on to back to expressing the true nature of my soul, which is unconditional love and light and beauty. You know, whoops, did a stupid human thing. Moving on. It takes the work, it takes the effort to get there to where you can do it radically in that way.